911, where is your emergency?
Deland, Florida.
Okay, what's the address?
Yes, sir.
And what's the cross street?
What's the cross street?
Okay, and is this a house or an apartment?
It's a house.
Okay, what's going on here this morning?
I just got carjacked by a gentleman and kept against my will for a while, and he stole my car and he took all my money and he took my business.
Okay, how long ago did this happen, ma'am?
I don't even know what time it is. Sometime out around 1 o'clock.
At around 1 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
What was the delay in reporting it?
I had to walk home. I just wanted to get home to my son. So I just walked all the way home. They took my phone. They took everything. I had no way to get a hold of anybody. There's nobody out on the street. Nobody grew up.
Okay,
I can get out of nothing.
Let me just clarify. It did not happen at your address. Did it?
No, sir. I was.
Where did it happen?
On the road. On Beresford.
Where on Beresford?
Heading towards 1792.
Beresford, 1792?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me just clarify here. And this was in Deland. Was it out of business, or?
No, sir. He just jumped in my car and told me that if I did everything that he said and I listened to him, that I would come out.
Were you driving on Beresford when this happened, or?
Yes, sir, and he saw my car.
Were you driving? What direction were you driving?
Towards 1792 from Beresford. East, I guess.
Well, they intersect. So, I mean, were you driving eastbound and you were... Somebody randomly came up to the car and carjacked you?
I stopped at the four-way sign and I didn't see him. He just jumped in my car.
Okay, let me
and
just
made me drive around for
were
a
you
while.
Driving, were you in the process of driving home, or?
I was heading to the store to get some cigarettes.
What store?
Whichever one was open. I'm new to Deland. I'm not familiar with the area.
Okay, so you were traveling eastbound on what, on East Beresford Avenue towards 1792 at approximately 1 a.m., and... When you were stopped at the intersection there, that's when you were carjacked?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you're calling now?
Yes, sir.
Correct? Okay. Because this happened in the city, I just have to make sure, may clarify something for you. Because this happened in the city of Deland, it would actually be investigated by the Deland Police Department. You live in a county area of Deland, so the Deland Police Department won't respond out to meet with you to take a report. You're going to have to respond to Deland to meet with the unit, the city limits.
All right,
do you have transportation? Do you have transportation
no,
to meet with the unit?
They just took my car. They just took
okay,
my car.
Is somebody else with you there? Do they have a vehicle?
No, they don't.
Okay. The closest area for the city limits is at the intersection of Beresford and 15A. That's the city limits boundary. You need to return to the city limits to make the report. We can't have a Deland police officer leave the jurisdiction to meet with you to take a report.
So you're telling me I have to walk down the street after I just got carjacked and almost sexually assaulted, that you want me to go back outside into the dark and walk to go meet with
you? I can request to have a Volusia County Sheriff's Office contact you, and they can advise you about the investigation limits. They can't go outside their jurisdiction. However, I can have a Volusia County Sheriff's Office unit call you if you'd like.
Yes, please.
Okay, let me get your name.
Yeah, can I give you my license plate number, and somebody can start looking for my car now? That's the only thing in the world I own. I have a child.
Okay, let me just clarify your spelling of your first name. Is it?
Yes.
And is it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's the phone number for you? You know your tag number?
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead with that. Okay. And what type of vehicle is it? Okay. Okay, I want you to get a little bit more detail. You said you were carjacked. Do you remember what the suspects looked like?
Yes, I do.
Okay, what did they look like?
He was African American.
Was it just one person?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What was he wearing?
He was wearing a black tank top and camouflage shorts.
Did he have a weapon?
Sir.
So did you say no?
Yes, he did not have a weapon, just
okay.
Hand.
Do you know how old he looked, if you had to guess?
30 to 40, maybe.
40s? Okay.
30 to 40, shaved head.
Okay. Shaved head. What about height, weight, if you had to guess?
Height, maybe like 5'8 to 5'9. And weight, I don't know, maybe like 160 pounds. I'm not sure. I'm not good at estimating.
Okay. And do you remember what direction the vehicle was last seen going?
Last time I saw my vehicle, it was in a subdivision by Beersford and 15A.
I'm sorry, one more time, what was the direction of travel of the vehicle?
It wasn't moving, I had to get out of the vehicle to get away so that I didn't get raped.
So did he threaten to rape you?
Yes, he did.
So when you left the area of that intersection, where did you go and where was the light? So you last saw it at that intersection and stopped on the road?
No, it was in a subdivision at like Beersford and 15A.
Okay, so did it continue westbound when he took the car?
I don't know. I didn't look back. I just...
What was the subdivision name? Do you remember?
No, I don't. It's like right behind the gas station at 15A in Beersford.
Okay, so did this happen at 15A in Beersford, or did it happen at 1792 in Beersford? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I was heading towards 1792 on Beersford. I stopped at
right.
A four-way stop, and the gentleman jumped in my car.
Okay, so was the intersection? So while you're, I just want to clarify, because if you were traveling at the intersection, if you were stopped at the intersection of Beersford and 15A where this occurred, then that would be able to have a unit come out to you now.
No,
is that where this happened, or was it at the other intersection you originally stated?
It was further down Beersford where he carjacked me,
Okay, let me just clarify. Was it in between 15A and 1792?
Yes.
Okay, do you know which intersection it was at, or you're not sure of it?
I think it was Clara.
Clara. Okay, yeah, there's Clara right, yeah, that's right before there. You were the eastbound line, okay. That might be jurisdiction of that. Hang on one second here. I know I apologize for the jurisdictional battle, but we do have to make sure that we get the correct location of the incident. And the subdivision that he went into was right north of this location or south of this location? Was it south?
Where is 15A in Beersford compared to Clara and Beersford? Is that south or north? I'm not sure, sir.
Okay, so you're not sure what subdivision he went into?
No, sir, I don't know. My roommate says it's called Candlelight Oaks. That's
okay,
where he pulled in and he tried to sexually assault me, and I got out of the car and just took off like and said, keep the car.
All right, Candlelight Oaks is just a little bit further. Okay. That's a little bit further west. Was it possibly a little bit different location than Clara and Beersford, or was it definitely?
No,
Candlelight Oaks is right at High Street in Beersford.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm new to the land. I don't know the area very well.
Okay, so we're not sure what the exact location was, but you believe it was... Would you be more confident in saying it would happen at Beersford and Clara or the intersection right by Candlelight Oaks?
It definitely... I got carjacked at Clara and Beersford.
Okay.
He drove all around, was threatening me, took my phone, took my money.
Okay, so he was with you for a little while.
Yes, sir. And then he had me pull in to that Candlelight Oaks or whatever and tried to sexually assault me, took the keys of my car and tried to sexually assault me, and I just left and came straight home.
So he stole your keys, your phone, your money?
My money, my cigarettes, everything, my entire car, my son's car seat, everything.
Did he touch you at all?
Yes.
Did he rape you, or did he just grope
no,
you?
No, he did
or,
not.
Okay, because if
he tried groping me, he beat the crap out of me.
Okay, did you see it? Did you go to a hospital at all for treatment?
No, I came straight to the house and called 911, and that's all I've done.
Okay. So let me just clarify for the time lapse here, just so they know. How did you just walk home, and you're just reporting it now?
Yes.
In the area of the Candle Oaks? Okay, when did he let you go?
I don't know, however long it takes to walk from Candlelight Oaks to...
How long did it, do you think, if you had to guess, how long ago this happened? Like, you were finally free to actually walk home? Like an hour, maybe? Did he have you for a few hours?
He had me for a few hours, but it wasn't... I don't know how long it took me to walk. I don't have a phone or a watch, anything... So I don't know.
Did you have to struggle to get away? Because, I mean, these would be charges that we'd have to hold against him if this was the case.
Yes, I did. He said, oh, I'm just teaching you a lesson. I'm just teaching a lesson. Come back and get your keys. And I turn and come get my keys, and he tried to grab me and, like, throw me down to the ground, and I just fought him off and ran.
Do you know if he was at a certain location at the Candlelight Oaks, or you're not sure what number it was at?
He just made me pull over by some playground.
So you believe he's still in that area, possibly?
I have no idea. With my car, you have to push a certain button or it won't start, and I don't know if he's aware of that or not, so my car might still be sitting there, or God knows where it is right now.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to have somebody make contact with you. I believe this, since this actually occurred at the intersection that you said, be free and clear, it will be a sheriff's office deputy that will be responding, okay? So I just want you to stay where you are, and we'll get somebody out there as soon as we can. It should not be long, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.